drumming on the banjo.
I was waiting for somebody to start singing.
No, I think this is it.
Okay.
Who is that?
Pete Seeger.
Pete Seeger!
It's me.
Jasmine says it's me.
You never guess that it's me.
I believe you.
Yes, Jasmine brought her banjo in. She also has a drum set back there, too, Mr. Schwani.
She's a one-person band.
She is that. So you see how I'm dressed today? Can you see up there?
Oh, yeah.
The cameras picked that up?
I can't read what's on your shirt there. But...
yes, it's the Run for the Zoo that I'm participating in. When I signed up for it, I thought it was a Saturday, the zoo run.
No. It's today.
Yes, it is. It's about 7:45 it starts, actually. So I'm zipping from here. I am running, but I'm a terrible runner. So I believe next Sunday?
Yes.
I'll still be running. Probably. I am not particularly good at this, but I'm starting. I'm trying. I'm getting there.
Okay.
And we'll run into your newscast at 7 o'clock.
You bet.
Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Ann Beale is in the studio, the author of a book called Heartfelt Connections, How Animals and People Help One Another. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Steve.
Well, you are a professional runner, actually. You run marathons and things.
I haven't run any marathons lately, but yes, I have run a couple of those.
Yeah, thank you for running with me. You're never going to see or have run with anyone quite as slow as me.
But we'll have lots of time to catch up.
Yes, I know. We'll gossip all. So it's like a cheetah running with a sloth. you did this book about the human-animal bond, and we were talking a bit off the air, and I didn't know this myself, as to what motivated you to do this in the first place.
It was actually an interesting thing that happened. I was actually fairly upset. I was actually in a fight with a family member and was yelling and crying, and it was kind of a sad state of affairs. And my cat, who is really very nervous about loud noises, came into the living room after hearing this, came up onto the sofa and started to try to comfort me by rubbing herself against me. And I started thinking, my goodness, she really is trying to comfort me. And you don't think of cats as doing that kind of thing.
But I think we should. I think sometimes, I think there's so many misconceptions about cats.
Absolutely. And that was one of them. And I realized, boy, she's really trying to help me here. She's trying to make me feel better. And I started thinking about other ways that
did
animals
it work?
Help us. It did, actually. Yeah, it actually caused that fight to completely go away. So,
and what you ultimately did was crisscross the country and visit all sorts of different places and meet all sorts of different animals. So as one example that comes to mind is the pig, Norman, I believe.
Norman, just a pig.
Not just a pig, right. And Norman helps more people than one might think. And I bring up the pig first because when we think about what we're about to talk about, you think of dogs mostly, maybe cats, not necessarily other animals, which included a llama, which included all sorts of critters. But tell me about Norman.
So Norman was interesting. Norman is actually part of...
was in Texas.
In Texas, right. He is part of Pet Partners, which is a certified therapy animal group. And
they certify more animals for the kinds of activities that we're talking about or will be talking about far more than any other group in the country. And they just certify the dog, the cat, or the pig.
Or a llama.
Or a llama, or a guinea pig, I believe,
yes.
Or a handful of other species.
Right. So I had heard about him, and I got in touch with them and his caretakers. And Misty, actually, and she invited me to go visit Norman. So I flew to Dallas and met with Norman. Norman is an incredibly bright, very emotional pig. And Norman basically knows tricks. Norman actually came in and was very interactive with me. Norman apparently is incredibly emotional and has an incredibly strong relationship with Misty and Greg. And what I learned was that Norman has had such a special place in that household, that in fact she believes that he's much smarter than the dogs. He's much more emotional than the dogs. She really regards him kind of as her child in a way. Huh. But Norman does a lot of things. He does a lot of community things. So he will go to campuses at the end of the semester when people are taking finals, and he will actually entertain and interact with the kids, and they claim that he just totally de-stresses them and makes them feel so much better. And he'll go to a lot of other community events as well, but he's made a huge difference in his area.
Our phone number, 312-981-7200, or text us at that same number if you have questions or comments. So some of what you write about in the book is kind of entertaining, like we just described about Norman. As you read it, a smile will appear on your face, or sometimes kind of emotional, where these animals actually change lives, save lives, and are able to reach people that the medical professionals aren't necessarily able to do.
It's absolutely true. A good example, actually, is some of the horses that are up in Lake Forest, who basically have had enormous... they've actually had enormous impact on some of the children and adults that go there. And one case in particular, a woman hadn't spoken in a couple of years. And they brought her, she interacted with the horses. And then at the end of this group session, they said, okay, do you guys want to do this again? And she said, yes. And that was the first time she'd spoken in a while. But they don't know how and why this happens, that these horses have this huge impact on these kids and adults. But it's truly amazing.
You know, we've talked before about all this, and I think you told me that what surprised you as much as anything else was the equine therapy, the horses, or hippotherapy, as it's called, how these giant, I mean, they're pretty big, you know, animals are able to connect in ways you wouldn't think of with autistic kids, kids who have physical limitations.
Yeah, it's actually pretty amazing. Horses are quite large. I'm actually a little bit afraid of horses. I find them to be very powerful, and I find them to be a little overwhelming. But I found them also to be incredibly gentle and incredibly sensitive. And I saw them interact with children who were handicapped. I saw them interact with children who had all kinds of disabilities. I saw them interact with adults who had arthritis. And I was amazed at how incredibly able they are to kind of sense what the needs are of that person.
There was a dog, like the horses you talk about, there was a dog by the name of Marco. Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy right here in Chicago. And you wrote about one girl, and you probably didn't know the medical details because of the HIPAA laws, and wouldn't have described them in the book, but for whatever reason, she had very little girl, like 2 or 3 years old, but lots of physical limitations. And also, she would only go so far with the therapist. When the therapist asked her to do things, the words no came out of her mouth a heck of a lot. But when the therapist said, but the dog wants you, Marco, the dog, Marco, a Portuguese water dog, I believe, wants you to do things, completely different response from the girl. And I would argue that the horses you speak of, this dog, Marco, and dogs who do this, and animals who do this all over the country, they're kind of therapists too.
They really are, actually. And what was interesting about Marco was that Marco was game to do anything with her. And Marco got her to... you know, go pick up things. So she went and picked up necklaces for Marco and then put the necklaces around Marco's neck. And this involved actually fine motor skills of actually bending down, picking up the necklaces, going to Marco, putting the necklace on Marco. It involved all different kinds of things. Like for at one point, she walked on a treadmill and Marco actually walked on a treadmill as well. And she kept up with Marco. And so she did all these things that basically her father said, she doesn't want to do these things. But when Marco is here, she does all of them and more. And the therapist had actually figured out what specific things she needed to work on with the pet partner person who was actually managing Marco at Rainbow Animal Assisted Therapy. And so what was happening was that they had a full plan, full treatment plan. Marco was just doing all the things that they wanted her to do. And she, by the way, would ask, is Marco here today? And they were very careful if he wasn't going to be there, not to say he was going to be there because she would be deflated. So Marco was her absolute favorite therapist by far.
And that's true animal-assisted therapy where the animal is actually adjunct to therapy. So the medical professionals include the animal in the therapy plan.
Absolutely.
And the dog or whatever the animal is going to actually motivate, and it really does seem to work. The other thing, and it is, there's lots of different terminology that's bantered about, animal-assisted activities. That's a bit different. That's where the bunny rabbit comes into the hospital, and kids, it's a good thing too, and kids pet the rabbit. But with true animal-assisted therapy, it's really quite incredible.
You know, what's amazing was that Marco worked very hard during that whole thing. Marco was paying a lot of attention to the girl, paying a lot of attention to his caretaker. Marco was doing all of these things. When Marco was finished with his session, he was exhausted. It is an incredibly demanding thing. And you can see there's a lot going on in that animal's head. There's a lot that he's managing. And we don't realize how much work these animals are doing, but it's tremendous.
Yes, absolutely. It truly is work. Several texts here thanking me for a good show. One text saying, this is a fascinating conversation. I have to pick up your book. And the book is, in fact, called Heartfelt Connections, How Animals and People Help One Another. But one thing you, I mean, you're a professional data person. What's the right word?
I'm a researcher.
Thank you. That would be all right. That'll work. So in fact, you did some research. So you've got these stories, all of them touching in one way. Some of them are funny. Some of them might bring a tear to your eye. They're from all over America. But then you said we want to research what animals really mean to us and what we think of animals and how much we think they mean to us. You did that, and that's what I want to talk about when we come back on WGN. It is 14 minutes before 7 o'clock. Yeah, please text. No problem. 312-981-7200. So it turns out that Ann Beal, author of Heartfelt Connections, you can get that on Amazon or anywhere books are sold.
Barnes & Noble now.
Really? The book is doing great, you know. Barnes & Noble in some stores, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. It turns out, as a researcher... That is the technical fancy term. You did do some research because you do that. That's what you do for a living in other areas. And said, I'm going to research what people think their pets do for them. And it turns out there was one statistic that was fascinating where people, you ask people if pets have helped them through divorce, through loss of a human family member, through illness, and through helping you to get out into the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you add up all of that, you're at about 100%.
It's true.
So there aren't many people that have a pet that don't feel that in some way, depending on their life, that their pet has helped them.
It's interesting because we, I think, often think of pets as little children. And what I learned from the research that we did is that people say that their pet provides them friendship, provides them companionship. So this may be more of a situation in which this is an animal that's helping them as a friend, as a companion. And one of the statistics that I really like is that pets actually make people feel better about the world. And, you know, the idea that an animal in your life makes you feel better about the world around you, I don't think there's an antidepressant that can do that.
Not without a side effect anyway. And in addition to that, pets help us, according to your data, I forget the number of people, maybe 75% said that they are confident that their pets help them feel better about themselves.
Absolutely. It's a win-win situation because you're helping a pet, you're helping an animal in this world, you're providing something for them, they're providing something for you. And what we found actually was that people feel incredibly close to this animal. People say there's a great deal of communication between themselves and the animal. People feel that this is an animal that they would have a very difficult time living without. This is almost like a family member. In many cases, it is a family member for them. So this is an incredibly integral creature to their lives and is providing so much.
Well, I'm looking at the text here. And there are several texts about pigs.
Yes. Norman, not just a pig.
Yeah, I'll read one of them. I have noticed that sometimes people insult people using the term pig. I think we should stop doing that because it's an insult to pigs. Especially after hearing the story of Norman, I think pigs behave much better than humans.
I think pigs are fascinating, and it's an animal that we don't talk about a great deal. What I saw with Norman was that actually Norman knows words. So Norman had a little board where she would say, Mom, and he would go over and put his hoof on the word that said Mom, and it would
really?
Say, Mom. Oh, yes, Norman is very, very bright. And you're right. whoever sent that text in, pigs are very intelligent, incredibly intelligent.
Yeah. Another is, you mentioned twice now about a llama.
Yes.
Tell the story already, so we should.
We should. So this was an animal that I actually was a little bit skeptical of, quite honestly. This is a pet partner animal certified through Pet Partners. I actually went out to Washington State, and I went to a llama farm where a woman by the name of Nikki Kuklensky has a llama farm where she has 5 certified llamas. So we got into a van with a couple of llamas and went to an autistic respite camp.
How did the llamas fit in the van?
They actually have a way of sitting in the van. They sit down in the van. They're actually very excited to go into the van, which I was surprised at, because they were going out to do something, which they like. So this one llama flight was at this autistic respite camp, and I was paying very close attention. The kids were kind of going around this llama, and they were putting barrettes on her and putting chalk on her and various things. And I was somewhat skeptical that this llama was enjoying it. But Nikki said, watch out for when a llama starts to hum, because that's an indication of stress. I said, okay. She took the llamas out for a bathroom break. And as soon as they started walking out, Flight started to hum. She did not want to leave. Hmm. And when Flight was finished with her bathroom break, we went back in, and Flight picked up the pace to get back in to be with the kids. Flight loves doing therapy.
And I can't help but ask, what do llamas hum? Is it Beyonce? Is it
Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond. I had no idea. Sweet Caroline?
Usually.
Okay. Congratulations to Judy Pilek, by the way, and all of those others that were inducted into the WGN Hall of Fame last week. My guest is Dr. Ann Beal. We're talking about her book, Heartfelt Connections. And it kind of works on both sides, doesn't it? The animals help people, but people help the animals. It's like everybody wins.
Yeah, it's interesting. I had a chance to actually interview people who were doing really amazing things, whether it was taking care of a paralyzed cat or taking care of a horse that was out of control and had become very violent with people. All of these people told me that it was incredibly fulfilling to take care of that animal. And oftentimes the animal would repay them handsomely in so many ways and take care of them. And so that was something that I was surprised at. And it is truly a heartfelt connection.
Yeah. That's the name of the book, Heartfelt Connections, How Animal and People Help One Another, available everywhere. And I wrote a piece about the book. You can check that out on my blog, which is simply stevedale.tv.